in the Houston metro area.
We are working to request aid from the federal government at minimum in terms of low interest loans, SBA loans, which are for small businesses and for residents.
President Biden says the U.S. is sending 31 M1 Abrams battle tanks, among other military aid, to Ukraine. Mr. Biden says it's part of the worldwide commitment to help Ukraine defend itself.
The Abrams tanks are the most capable tanks in the world. They're also extremely complex to operate and maintain. So we're also giving Ukraine the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain these tanks on the battlefield.
Meta says it's lifted its ban of former President Trump. CBS's Matt Piper.
Former President Trump's two-year suspension from Meta's Facebook and Instagram accounts will be lifted in the coming weeks, says the company.
It's a move they had to make.
Alan Adamson is with brand consultant firm Metaforce.
Their big competitor, Twitter, has done it. Business is tough. If he behaves, he deserves, if we believe in free speech, to be back on Facebook and Instagram.
While Trump was reinstated on Twitter in November, he has yet to send a new tweet. Matt Piper, CBS News.
GOP House Speaker Kevin McCarthy blocks Democrats from the House Intelligence Committee. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
This decision by Kevin McCarthy to bow to the demands of the most extreme elements of his conference and use the Intelligence Committee as this kind of political plaything doesn't show the strength of his speakership. Indeed, it shows the weakness of his speakership.
Speaker McCarthy says years of service cannot be the sole criteria for membership on an essential committee. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You don't know my garden. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Snow showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 24, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for snow showers, highs level off around 26. Snow showers likely again tomorrow night, lows around 13, cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 29.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
That's so it goes. We have free ad space that we want to give to small businesses across Wisconsin. That's so it goes. Save the application date on Thursday, January 26th. Only. And you can find it on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can also find it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That's so it goes. It's a friendly competition inside the Civic Media network of our hosts. So for this giveaway, be sure to tell them that you heard it from As Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matinair and Kristen Bry.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. We are into our 1 o'clock hour on this Friday. We're having a great time just enjoying this gray weather in southeast Wisconsin.
Nice, consistent gray.
Yeah. It's, you know, I got my ring light. I got some, hopefully that's giving me some vitamin D, because certainly the weather has not been giving me vitamin D this week, but that is okay. Well, I think we maybe miscommunicated. And so Matt Miller is not with us, but that's okay. We'll probably try to get him back for next Friday, because the Oscar nominations are coming out on Tuesday. So we were going to talk about kind of our predictions and him as the culture editor over at On Milwaukee, who I'm sure has seen all of these movies, because that is his job.
That's his thing.
But one of the things we kind of ended here yesterday, which was what wasn't planned, but I still need to, and maybe I'll spend some time doing that this weekend, because I don't have a lot of social plans. I'm going to the Wave game tonight, which I'm excited about. Have you ever been to a Wave game?
Not in a long time.
So I haven't either, but my freshman homecoming date, Tenzin Rampa, used to play for the Wave, but now he's one of the assistant coaches. And so, but yeah, this is the first Wave game that I'm going to.
Oh,
so we're doing
exciting.
That, but otherwise we are laying low this weekend. And so maybe we'll, everything everywhere all at once. I was told I would love this, but you did not.
Now that's not exactly accurate. I enjoyed it. I felt it was too long and I thought it could have ended sooner. There was one point in the movie I thought, well, oh, it's done. And that makes sense to me. And then it was another 40 minutes, which left me confused. It left me feeling confused.
Okay. So it's a bigger question, and I would love for listeners to weigh in on this, because I think depending on what kind of movie goer you are, you might have strong feelings about this. But 844-967-2789. Like, in complicated movies, when we're talking about films instead of movies, right? Because we know, conceptually, you could probably think about what the difference between those two things sometimes are. Movies are...
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Marvel movies and rom-coms and stuff that is like escapism that doesn't necessarily have a deeper message or a... It's not that they're not artistic in their own way and not like cinematic achievements, but they're just not that deep.
Well, they're not necessarily
versus a film,
right? Not necessarily a teaching moment in Guardians of the Galaxy, you know?
No. But then there's, you know, and I think often sometimes that is the criticism of the Oscars, is people are like, well, I haven't even heard of this movie. But for film critics and film people who love films, and I once dated someone who was kind of a snob about films, he would always want to watch stuff on the Criterion Collection, and I sometimes wanted to watch stuff on the Criterion Collection, but I was like, no, I don't want to watch this 1970s like Japanese samurai film. Like, I just don't. I want to watch Succession. And or like this, like, you know, whatever Italian, who's the famous Italian who that
Fellini.
Nine Fellini. Yes. And it's great, but you just have to be in the right mood to watch them.
Yes.
And so you kind of said it was that one. And then what was the other one?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
And you felt like that was one that took a turn, right?
Yes. Which I was not expecting, because It's filmed off the coast of Ireland. It's really beautiful. The cinematography is fantastic. And it starts out as this very gentle, very peaceful, bucolic little life in this little Irish village.
It's a good
village.
Word.
Bucolic?
Good SAT word, yeah.
Throw that in more often. and I'm all into it, and it's kind of sweetly humorous. And then it takes this horrible turn. And it just gets worse.
But that's how I felt about Parasite from back in 20... I think it came out in 2019. So it won for the Oscars in 2020, right before the pandemic started. And I loved that film, but I had the same feeling with that one of like, oh, this is kind of funny. This family is taking advantage of this really rich family because they're so poor. And then all of a sudden it's not a good time for anybody.
So dark. It just gets so dark.
But I loved that film. You did not.
It left me, I felt bad. I felt bad for the characters. I felt bad for the town. It left me feeling badly.
So, and I think that goes back to the core question that I want to ask. And I challenge anyone I invite anyone listening to give their thoughts on this. 844-967-2789 of is for you, because it's obviously an opinion. This is not for you. Are movies meant to be the escapism and like you want to feel good? Because like there's enough stress in your life where you're like, I don't need to watch this thing that's going to make me feel bad. And that's okay. It's not because I don't get it.
I'm not sophisticated enough.
I'm not sophisticated enough. Because we watched, I think, Beyond, one of the movies this year that kind of falls into this debate worthy, is this good, is The Menu. So if you haven't heard of, you haven't seen or even heard of The Menu.
It's on HBO.
It's on HBO. It's Ralph Fiennes. And it's also the actress who was in Queen's Gambit, which, you know, 2 years ago was the hot show. And she's excellent. She's excellent in everything that she does. And it's basically the premise of the world's most famous or one of the most famous elite chefs. There is an invitation for all these very wealthy, snobby people to come have a private exclusive dinner. And it becomes like a horror show of what he has planned. And I don't want to do any spoilers, but it's a thriller. And so, you know, it's that kind of thriller where it's not scary, but it's kind of like if you saw Get Out, where from the get-go, things just feel wrong because of the music and because of just the eeriness of it all. And so, you know, there's now, I think, a debate on if you didn't like that movie, it's because you didn't get it and you didn't get the message, because you saw it, right?
I did.
And did you like this one?
I didn't. There were some really funny moments in it and some really funny one-liner, kind of one-off liners that I wasn't expecting. And I think I understand the main message about greed and overindulgence and things
and
like
givers and takers.
And givers and takers. And yes, okay, but it still left me feeling so icky when it was done.
I liked it because I thought the performance is really, really good. And I also, you know, there's something about it that's incredibly original. And what I never realized until I think I saw Get Out is that the genre of thriller and horror and a lot of these things that I kind of always threw off as, you know, like, I guess maybe I always thought about it like a slasher movies. And I'm not enough of a film snob to know how these genres differentiate from each other.
Right.
But the allegory nature of some of these thrillers and the things that are symbolic for other things. And it's not just the gore and everything. And so I was like, oh, I could kind of get into it, but it's interesting now. Cause I feel like the movie that really the king of this is Christopher Nolan as the director, right? Is the Tenet, which I still haven't seen, Inception, and these movies where you leave and you're like, what the hell was that movie about?
What just happened? What did I just see? That made no sense to me.
Understand, but you're embarrassed to actually tell anyone else that you didn't understand it because you're like, am I just dumb?
Exactly.
And so, like, I think it, like, begs it, like, is that a good question if the average person can't understand it? And is it just, is that just high class art that you just wouldn't, you wouldn't understand? Or is it just, and I do think Inception was a good movie. Because I haven't finished Tenet. I can't, I heard Tenet's even more confusing than Inception. But it's kind of like, as we move into Oscar season and award season of, is the best, like, what makes a good movie? Is it something that can reach a lot of people? And like, are you someone who, if you feel bad at the end of it, really, is it like, do you enjoy that? Because I feel like I'm fine learning something from a movie. Like if it gives me a different perspective, I'm fine if the movie, if I leave, end the movie being kind of like bothered by it. Like, what was the movie from the, about the Ugandan dictator?
Oh, the last king of Scotland. Last King of Scotland.
No one felt good after that movie.
No, that's true. That was.
But think about the exposure you got to a genocide that you didn't even know was happening.
But at least in that instance, you walk into that movie and you have some idea what to expect.
Because it's based in history.
Yes. And it's not like it's the Dancing King of Scotland and it's a wild romp through Uganda. So you kind of know what you're walking into with that.
Like if you're going to go see Schindler's List, you're like, people are going to die in this movie.
It's not going to be happy ending.
Yeah, that's fair. You're saying it's the ones that you're like, you go in a little blind, that you're like, well, this was not what I signed
up
for.
Exactly. Again, the Banshees of Inisherin, I felt badly for the whole island.
Well, so now I'm going to have to watch that one, too.
And you'll probably love it.
I might.
And
Matt Miller
probably loved it. I mean, there are wonderful performances. There are certainly things in it that are admirable, but I don't know what the takeaway message was. Except be grateful if you have friends who love you.
Well, that is a good teaser to end on. But if you have thoughts on this subject of movies are meant to enjoy, not to teach you something, or a good film has to have some kind of big metaphor it's trying to get across. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
I've been trying to do it. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are almost through. We are almost to the weekend, living for the weekend. You are welcome to join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And I think we have a text that came through.
We do. We were talking about movies and whether or not you go to films just because for a feel-good thing, or do you go to films to learn something? And the texter from the 262 says, life is scary enough. I don't watch horror movies. And I am right there with you, 262.
I used to, it's funny because I used to have to audition for things that would go on to be like
slasher, you know, films and stuff.
Like not the first one. What was the one they made? Saw. I auditioned for like Saw 4 like that. And the audition would always be just include basically a lot of screaming. And it's very hard to do that in the casting director's office. I'm just like, how do I demonstrate that I am scared of my life and getting sawed in half? Life of an actor is really weird. But yeah, I've never seen any of the Saw movies. The thrillers I can get into, like the Jordan Peele, like the Thinker ones I can get through, but some of the, any of the demonic.
Hellraiser and.
Yeah. Like the one with the little girl and the black hair.
Oh, the Ring.
The Ring.
The Ring.
I have no interest in The Ring.
That was a good scary movie, though.
Well, and, if you liked it, maybe.
But again, my gore level is really low. My gore tolerance is really, really low. So even the Scream movies, which are supposed to be a parody of slasher movies and had quite a bit of humor in it, I still found really disturbing just because of the amount of gore.
So could you, did you do Game of Thrones?
But I would fast forward through the really icky parts.
Okay. See, I'm kind of fine. Fight scenes, I've always been fine. Torture scenes, I have to fast
can't
forward
do it.
Through.
No, not
I can't
it.
Do torture scenes. Like the, I don't think I've ever really seen the end of Braveheart. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this scene.
Yeah, you don't need that.
He dies. Yes. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Not a happy end.
Not a happy ending. No. But yeah, like torture scenes, I'd be like, yeah.
Blech. Can't do it.
But fight scenes, I can do. Well, I don't know. So we'll see how many of these I watch this weekend. But I feel like this is a good weekend to watch some of them.
Is there any, what else is on your radar that you think you need to watch besides, again, Everywhere, Everything All at Once, The Banshees of Inisherin? I'm trying to think which were the other
big ones. The
Fablemans is supposed to be real. That's about Steven Spielberg's childhood, right?
Basically, I think it's loosely based off his family. Michael saw that without me, so I'm going to have to see it by myself. But I already saw Elvis. All Quiet on the Western Front is on Netflix. But a lot of these I have. Oh, you know, the one I really want to see is The Whale with Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's a chance that he. It's funny to think of what Brendan Fraser looks like now. Am I saying it right? I feel like if Greg Rock was here, he'd correct me if I was saying it wrong. Because I remembered him as George of the Jungle.
Yes.
And he was a babe.
Yes. He was in The Mummy. Wasn't that him in The Mummy?
Mummy, Encino Man. You know, like he was hot when he was young. And like so many actors, I think about that a lot. When for some reason, Amy Smart, the actress who is in Just Friends and Varsity Blues and like in her 20s, she was in a bunch of really big films, and where Just Friends was with Ryan Reynolds, and it's about being in the quote unquote friend zone. And obviously Ryan Reynolds is a huge star. And some of the people I think from Varsity Blues, but like that era of who in their 20s had these really big careers that you just haven't.
And they went away
from since.
Yeah.
And they kind of went away. And I feel like Brendan Fraser had such a big career. And then all of a sudden it was like, you just didn't hear from him. And supposedly his performance in this is unbelievable.
Yeah. It's supposed to be amazing.
He just won the Critics' Choice Award for Best Actor, and he's like crying, and he had like a really good speech. And so that's from, not shockingly, A24, the production company that's always doing very edgy Oscar nominated type films. And so so I think that's probably the next one that I'm going to try to, you know. So what I still haven't watched is The Flagmakers.
It's so good, Kristen.
I know. That's what I'm going to do this weekend.
It's so good. And it's only, I think it's under 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's short.
Yeah, it's a short, so. It's a short documentary. And we had the chance to talk to one of the,
Sharon Lee's, one of the co-directors.
It's about this flag company in Oak Creek and the people who work there. And you will feel grateful and proud.
Yeah. And there's a chance that that one might get nominated.
That would be so wonderful. That would be just so wonderful.
Yeah. So let us know if there's any movies from the last year that are getting Oscar buzz that you're really rooting for, or any particular
actors,
performances, actors that you feel like really knocked it out of the ballpark. 844-967-2789. But we are going to move on because I did not sleep without my phone next to me last night. I was laying in bed in the dark this morning, willing myself to get up while it was still cold and dark out. And I was scrolling through Instagram and I found something, dating advice for women from 1938.
Oh, good.
Parade magazine. So to pump the, to prime it a little bit, what is the worst dating advice you've ever gotten? Think about it. Call us, text us, 844-967-2789. What is the worst dating advice you've ever gotten? And stick around to see if it's any worse than the dating advice that Parade magazine gave in 1938. So this is As Goes Wisconsin. She'd be standing next to me.
Grown Radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work alongside Civic Media's amazing sales team to create a custom radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow only. Some rules apply. Details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition. If you're talking, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't they hear you?
You can do it if you try. If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost to that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Snow showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 24. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Chance for snow showers. Highs level off around 26. Snow showers likely again tomorrow night. Lows around 13. Cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Well, the truth. I'm gonna pack up my bag, then I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit and ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. No matter where you're listening or if you're listening later, thank you for tuning in on this Friday. If you miss any part of today's show, you can listen to it as a podcast. We make it available. I actually checked my email during the break and someone had emailed complimenting the show. She said, I love your podcast.
Oh, nice.
So there are a lot of people out there who are listening to this at their leisure instead of from the live show 11 to 2 Monday through Friday. But you can find the podcast at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts. So as always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And right now we're asking, what is the worst dating advice you ever got? And I can't really... The top of my mind goes to... There was one relationship, long-term relationship. I wish the people around me would have just been more assertive in telling me to get out of.
He's a terrible person.
It's not so much he's a terrible person so much as we were not right for each other.
Yeah.
But in the dating advice, like how to like, I'm trying to think of like how to get a man, like that kind of advice. Can you think of any?
I can. And I don't remember who I can blame this on, but I'm pretty sure that someone.
There's certainly someone to blame, though.
There's someone to blame. It was don't laugh too loudly because guys don't like that. And don't be smarter than he is.
I think that's some of the advice we might see in this. Because the reason this I wanted to do this topic is because we've talked about this account before. No, this one's is History Photographed, but I think they even got it from Inside History, which is an Instagram account that I think it was a couple weeks ago where we did the kind of like perspective of had you been born in the beginning of the 20th century. So they have if you're on Instagram, certainly follow Inside History. They have a lot of good stuff. And so as I was scrolling in bed this morning, which is the worst way to start your day, and I need to stop, but whatever. But I found this, so maybe it's not terrible. So it's dating tips for women from Parade magazine, which I think is still around, right?
In some form. It used to come in the Sunday paper.
I feel like Parade magazine is it mostly like entertainment now? But it's been around for a while. Yeah, Parade, entertainment, recipes, health, life, holidays. So still around, but it's been around. So this was 1938. And it's a carousel of pictures of different advice. So this was pictures and tips in the magazine.
How to get a man.
Of what men do and do not like. So, would love your snarky commentary on this, James.
I'm so ready.
And also, if you have some of the worst dating advice you want to share with us, text or call in 844-967-2789.
And I'm sure guys have gotten terrible advice too.
Probably.
Right?
I feel like, yes, I'm sure. But this is a show hosted by two women, so.
All are welcome here.
All are welcome
All
here.
All are welcome.
And if you are a man listening to this, let us know if this is good advice or not in 2023. All right. First one. Men don't like girls who borrow their handkerchief and smudge them with lipstick. Makeup in privacy, not where he sees you.
Ew.
I love that makeup's the verb. Not put on. on your makeup.
Right.
It's makeup and privacy.
Well, first of all, no man, almost no man carries a handkerchief anymore.
That's true.
So that's completely out the window. And
but the idea of doing your makeup in public, well, in front of a,
I don't think reapply.
Instead of going to powder your nose in the bathroom.
I wouldn't want to put on mascara at a at the dining room table. But if you're just freshening up your lipstick, I don't see why that would be such a big issue. No. But yeah, you're not going to reach over and then blot your lips on his tie.
Did you ever watch Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yes.
And so like the very first pilot episode of all of the beauty routine she does after her husband goes to sleep.
Oh, yes.
And then wakes up early to undo all of it. So he never sees her in what she actually does, like her face mask and her hair and curlers and all the stuff. Do you ever really did that?
I went to high school with a woman who said,
who did that
when we were 17? She said, I will always get up early when I get married to put on all my makeup before my husband wakes up. Whether or not she carried through with that, I have no idea. But yeah, the level of artifice involved with that, I find really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Number two. Careless women never appeal to gentlemen. Don't talk while dancing, for when a man dances, he wants to dance.
What?
When a man dances, he wants to dance, Jane.
See, my takeaway from this is don't overload him with too many things. We got foot movements. We have breathing. We have hand movements. Let's not ask the brain to get engaged there because he could fall.
I asked Mike, I was like, do you want to do a choreographed dance for our first dance? He goes, absolutely not. So I feel like our first dance was a lot of swaying back and forth.
Swaying,
but we talked.
Good. Yeah.
We did talk.
Don't talk while you're dancing. Okay.
And I love how that's careless. Careless women
careless.
Never appeal to gentlemen. Don't talk while you dance. All right. If you need a brassiere, wear one. Don't tug at your girdle and be careful your stockings are not wrinkled.
I'm all for...
I feel like if you need a brassiere to this day, you probably still should wear one. But like, it's fine if you don't.
It's still solid advice. Infrastructure is always important.
Yeah.
And then you take it off when you get home, which is one of the first things I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Freedom.
And I'm not sure anyone's really... Girdle, I think, is maybe now Spanx.
Yes, or Skims.
So, or Skims.
Or Skims. And do women, I mean, I don't even wear pantyhose anymore. I can't tell you the last time I wore a pair of pantyhose or any kind of stocking.
Well, when's the last time you wore, I think the only time I've ever seen you in a dress or a skirt was my wedding.
But I mean, if I wear a sundress, I don't wear stockings.
Oh, yeah. So like summer. Because I think now tights make sense in the winter. Tights and pantyhose are like, it's cold. I don't want my bare legs showing, but not as a modesty thing.
I don't think pantyhose are nearly as commonplace as they used to be.
Because what's the difference between pantyhose and tights?
Well, tights can be opaque. Pantyhose are supposed to look like your legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't see any like varicose veins and very pale legs.
Or
like
your
mine?
Very pale legs. Exactly. And pantyhose were agony.
I love that. I love the idea of you having to deal with this and just like cursing in your closet every morning.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next piece of advice. Don't be familiar with the head waiter talking about the fun you had with someone else another time. Men desire your entire attention. I still agree with that.
Yeah.
Don't talk to the waiter about some other date you were.
Remember when I was here 2 weeks ago with Rocky? What a great night that was. And he bought champagne and he bought me flowers. Yeah, that's probably bad form.
Well, the funny thing is now, because with the advent of dating apps, less so for me in Milwaukee, but certainly when I was living in San Francisco, there was a time in my life where dating apps kind of made dating very available.
Sure.
And I think this happens for a lot of people because I've confirmed this with other girlfriends, but there was a great like cocktail lounge bar three blocks from my house. And so that was always my first suggestion for like a first, like, let's grab a drink. Cause then I could walk home easily. It wasn't hard for me to get there. But I always wondered, the bartenders and the waiters there just seeing me run through like I was like a different guy every time.
Here she is. What is this week? Number five.
I'm not going to call out this person by name, but there is someone in my life now who has her spot that whenever she goes on a Hinge or a Bumble date that she's like, yeah, we go there. And I'm sure the wait staff thinks the exact same thing.
It's your safe space.
Yeah. It's very easy for me to get to. Yeah. So this is what we're doing.
I think that's okay.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Don't sit in awkward positions and never look bored, even when you are. Be alert, and if you must chew gum, not advised, do it silently, mouth closed.
Well, that's a rule for
that I agree with.
That's a rule for everyone. And I like gum, and I am pro gum, but close your mouth. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And chewing gum with your mouth open. Chewing with your mouth open, period.
Is bad. Great. And chewing gum on a date is no.
What's funny is the picture that they have associated with this piece of advice of what sitting awkward, like in an awkward position is she's just kind of slumped over and her legs are not crossed. And I'm pretty sure that's how I look every day sitting in the chair at the studio.
But the but just think of how much in 1938, women were sitting up much straighter, largely because of the infrastructure they had on.
Because of the girdle?
Because of the girdles and all that stuff. Absolutely.
I'm doing a standing desk today, and I don't hate it.
Good.
Yeah, it's better than slumping over in that chair every day.
And better than a girdle.
And better than a girdle.
Yes.
Well, how do you know? I could be wearing a girdle right now.
You don't need a girdle. Jeez. If you wore a girdle, you'd be invisible.
That's probably true. All right. Next one. Don't talk about clothes or try to describe your new gown to a man. Please and flatter your date by talking about the things he wants to talk about. Jane silently shaking her head.
I left a date once.
Because of that? Because he was the only one.
All he wanted to talk about was himself. And I couldn't even dialogue with him on what he was interested in, because he was not interested in listening to me. He just wanted an audience for himself.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, I gotta go.
You only went on one of those?
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot of those.
But it's like, yep, I'm done. This has really been a lot of fun. Bye.
So you left early.
I left. Yeah.
Did he ever try to call? No. Did he call or at all? He was just like, he got the message.
Have a nice life. Don't call me. See ya.
All right. Next one. Don't drink too much. A man expects you to keep your dignity all evening. Drinking may make some girls seem clever, but most get silly.
We don't want silly. Yes, but over.
I feel like we don't. Well, silly is fine. Sloppy.
Not so good.
Not so good.
And no one on a date, male or female, should be drinking to excess on a first date.
Yes.
Right?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I think it happens if you're both. Sometimes I feel like a good first date can lead to lots of drinking because you just keep ordering drinks because it's going
you're getting
well,
along and then so
the
drinks well.
Make you, and then the drinks make you feel like it's going really well.
Yeah.
And then the three-date rule goes out the window.
Yeah. I know what that is.
All right. Don't use the car mirror to fix your makeup. More makeup tips. Man needs it to be driving, and it annoys him very much to have to turn around to see what's behind him. I agree with this. Don't take the rearview mirror to do your own makeup while he's driving.
And back,
but it's funny to think that they had to give this as advice. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I just find it interesting because this is from a 1938 column in Parade magazine. And every woman at that time had her own compact with a mirror in it.
Yes.
So they didn't need to be using the rearview mirror.
Well, and it's so funny because this is so clearly written by men. You know what I mean? Of like what they... So maybe this happened to some of these men. But it's like the idea that they're like, God, I hate it when girls do this. And the girl's probably reading this being like, What are they talking about? We don't take the rear. Okay, yeah, fine. Do drive.
But I agree with you. Now I can see a bunch of guys in fedoras and suits sitting around parade offices smoking cigars and cigarettes and going, yeah, you know what really annoyed me?
Tell her not to do this.
Yes, don't move my rearview mirror. It hurts my neck.
All right. Well, how did that measure up to the worst dating advice you ever got? 844-967-2789. We are almost done with this show, so stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. A reminder that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic you think we should cover or an idea for a guest that we should have on, or just, you know, general feedback for Jane and I, you can always email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Because, yeah, that is one of the things I'm doing this weekend is going through some of the suggestions we've already gotten, because we actually got a lot this week. But I think now we have a special caller who got some dating advice at one point, right, Mom?
Hi, honey. This is your mama. I did get some dating advice, and I know you're seeking that. I never gave you any dating advice, I don't think, but I did get some from your grandmother. And it
your mom.
Was when I... My mom, your grandma.
Not dad's mom.
No, my mom. Yes, yes. And it was the first time he asked me out. We were sophomores in high school. And mind you, I'm, you know, tall like you. But he was way taller. And I went home and I said, guess who asked me to go out? And I told her who it was. She goes, what? You hate him. And I said, I know, but he's taller. And he's going to be playing basketball. And I think I'll go after the game this week. And she goes, dumbest thing you ever did. And wasn't really, was it? Now, almost 50 years later, grandma was dead wrong. Looking at you, she was dead wrong. We were glad we produced you and your brother, and it was wrong dating advice. So don't really listen to other people giving you thoughts on what you should be doing.
But tell the other part of that story, because you didn't like him at the point when he asked you out, right? Because
no,
he was really mean to you in elementary school.
Yes. We got lots of ghosts in our closet, and it was absolutely true. I really didn't like him, but he was taller than I was. And I thought, I think we could go out after the game. So we did, and every game thereafter for the remainder of high school, we went out after, and went on to get married.
And Deb, did you ever address how nasty he was to you when you were in grade school?
Oh, many times in our married life, yes. Yeah, once I had him nailed into this situation, I let him know he was not a nice boy. He knows it. He's learned, Jane, you know. It's a slow process
right. Sometimes
with some of these boys.
Yeah, that training takes
time. But he's learned. He's learned. And he's all the better for me teaching him. Right, Kristen?
Right, absolutely. I will refrain from telling some of the stories I know, but thank you for calling in, Mom.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. You girls have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care, Deb.
I'm trying to think now if she did or did not actually give me any dating advice. I do think that there's been some advice throughout the years of how much of a potty mouth I can have sometimes, and that boys don't like girls who curse too much because it's not very ladylike, which is probably true, but it didn't really... I don't curse on the radio, which is pretty... It just shows that I can have restraint.
I'm so grateful for that. Because like men who don't like women taking their rearview mirrors to adjust their makeup, I don't want to have to turn around and look at this thing behind me so I can find the dump button. Because it hurts, my neck. Oh, yeah. It's over there.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, what are you doing this weekend, Jane?
I think I am finally And I am one of those terrible people, and you can go ahead and text terrible things at me at 844-967-2789. I still have my outside lights up.
I don't, again, this goes back to the conversation. I don't think that's a bad thing.
It's just cheerful, and it's been so, it's been so gloomy and gray and blech, and I just, I like the sparkly stuff, and, but I feel like we're getting, it's getting to be time.
I think keep it up till Easter.
Oh, not Easter. That's too far. Then no, but can I stretch it to like Valentine's Day? Cause most of my lights are red.
Yeah.
So I figure if I just take down the big snowflake.
But maybe that if you keep it up, maybe that will bring snow. Or maybe once you take it down, that'll bring snow.
Could be.
One of the two. Because I would say we're due for some snow. I think it's time. It's pretty bleak without any kind of whiteness happening.
You know, we started off the show talking about climate change and everything. Don't get the idea that just because we've had a winter like this, that this is going to be it for February, March, and April. Because if you believe that, then you haven't lived here long enough to know that Mother Nature's going to come back around and she's gonna let us know who still controls things.
Well, also because if you remember when we talked to Pam Yonke about this, the old Farmer's Almanac predicted that this was going to be a very heavy winter. And so if that's still going to be the old wives' predictions or tale, whatever, that there could still be a heavy winter in store for us.
Yeah, we're not out of the woods, not by a long shot.
No, but like I said, I'm going to the Wave game tonight, which I'm really excited about. And
try and catch up on some of the potentially Oscar nominated films.
Yep. Go through potential topics for the upcoming weeks of the show, make some TikToks, but pretty much lay kind of low this weekend. Because then the following weekend, we're going to the Dells. We are going to, with Mike's siblings, we're going to the Dells to the Great Wolf Lodge to get some indoor water park fun.
Water slides are so much fun. When is the last time you went to a water park?
I honestly don't know because I've not gone to Noah's Ark since moving back. So I am looking forward to it as much as I'm kind of joking about it. But next week will be a lot more activities than this weekend.
You're going to have a lot more fun than you think you are. You really will. There's nothing better than the swirly thing where you go down the. Oh, it's just fabulous.
It sounds like we need to go.
I'm a big water park proponent.
Are you really?
Not that we go. I mean, but I love them. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Too much fun.
All right.
Too much fun.
We have adding it to our 2023 summer activities
tour.
List. Jane and I do Noah's Ark. All right. Well, it has been a very fun week, but we are done. We are out for the weekend, but you should stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening in Wausau to WXCO, then you got the Chad Holmes show coming up next. But as for us, thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Come back at 11 a.m. on Monday, and we'll do it all again.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. As residents in the Houston area clean up after yesterday's EF3 tornado, some in the Midwest have been clearing snow. WTTV's Max Lewis found some Indianapolis residents who were delighted that it fell.
While Linda Hayden didn't get as much snow as she expected, she says when she got to shoveling, it sure felt like it.
This isn't bad.
This isn't bad?
No, it's heavy. You have to be careful.
But that heavy, wet snow, no matter how much we got, was good for having some fun.
I like to build things, and you can basically make whatever you want, so that's why I really like snow.
The kids say it was perfect to build not just one, but two snowmen.
A farm worker accused of fatally shooting seven people at two Northern California farms has been formally charged. Jun Lee Zhao faces seven counts of murder and one count of attempted murder. San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff.
Punishment, if convicted on these charges, could be life without the possibility of parole or the death penalty. Making that decision on the death penalty is something that will take place over the course of the next many, many months.
A high-rise apartment fire on Chicago's South Side leaves one person dead and eight hospitalized. Chicago Fire Commissioner Annette Nance-Holt.
We had over 300 personnel on the scene and over 85 pieces of equipment, fire and EMS, for this actual fire.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation. A social media site is reportedly under investigation by feds probing the possible use of the platform in the sale of fentanyl-laced pills. CBS's Steve Futterman has details.
Authorities are said to be looking into instances where Snapchat users arrange drug sales. The Justice Department reportedly is focusing on sales of fentanyl-laced pills that led to poisoning and, in some cases, death. Snapchat says it's made significant improvements to detect and remove drug dealers from its